two fine performers. They're down from Bellingham. Will you welcome Mr. Larry Hanks and Mike Marker?
How do you do? Thank you.
This song is a song...
Mike wrote it.
I sent to Utah Phillips last summer. I was talking with him in Vancouver. I told him about the song I had written about my grandfather who joined the union, and he said it changed his life. And he always got pissed off when the cousins and other kids, you know, younger people would come by and say, why the hell should I have to pay union dues? What do I get out of the union? He said, you don't know shit. He said, if it weren't for the union, you wouldn't have anything. So I wrote this song for my grandpa, who was a bulldozer driver and helped build the Grand Coulee Dam and believed Franklin Roosevelt saved this country. And Utah Phillips said, I want that song. So I recorded it and sent it to him last summer. My grandpa joined the union when he was 33. He said it was just about the smartest thing he'd ever done. And now that he's an old man, he keeps on telling me about all the things that the union finally won. But folks, these days got a memory about as long as breakfast time. They don't know without the union, they'd have an uphill climb. Don't let me hear you putting the union down. That's your chorus. Don't let me hear you putting the union down. Cause I never knew a boss to raise your pay. Where you think we get the 8-hour day? Don't let me hear you putting the union down. Grandpa leans the chair back and he takes a little time. His thoughts go back to a long, long time ago. And he thinks about that factory. He thinks about the picket line. He remembers standing out in the snow. Folks these days got a memory about as long as breakfast time. They don't know without the union, they'd have an uphill climb. Try it. Don't let me hear you putting the union down. Don't let me hear you putting the union down. Cause I never knew a boss to raise your pay. Where you think we get 8-hour day? Don't let me hear you putting the union down. Grandpa's getting sleepy, but still he wants to say, those folks who make the clothes that you like to wear, they're fighting, sometimes dying in places we don't go, fighting for just a little bit more of their share. But I can see the truth now, like a river back through time. I can see without the union, we'd have an uphill climb. Don't let me hear you putting the union down. Don't let me hear you putting the union down. Cause I never knew a boss to raise your pay. Where you think we get the 8-hour day? Don't let me hear you putting the union down. Are you so afraid of living? You think that you won't die? Are the dreams you dream for you and you alone? Do you sleep the sleep from memory in your cozy cotton fields, like that old boll weaver looking for a haul? But I can see the truth now, like a river back through time. I can see without the union, we'd have an uphill climb.
Don't let me hear you putting the union down.
Don't let me hear you putting the union down. 'Cause I never knew a boss to raise your pay. Where you think we get an 8-hour day? Don't let me hear you putting the union down.
Maybe bring the monitor down a little bit more. We can do without it. If it's going to feed back, bring the monitor down maybe a little more. There. Cut that rumble up. Still getting that rumble?
Hmm?
I still hear that rumble.
Oh, yeah. It's all right here. I don't know what to do about it.
On the songbook CD set, Utah introduces this song. Every song on this is a great collection. You got to get this. Every song has an extended introduction by Utah, and this one he talks about being at the Joe Hill Friendship House in Salt Lake City, and a bunch of guys came in one night. It was very, very cold, and they had been on the train coming over from Wyoming, and can you hear me? They warmed up and had a little bit of dinner, and after dinner, then they told him, there's one more guy down in the boxcar. He was sick, and so he couldn't get up here. And Philip said, dang, that really made me mad. They could have told us right away, and we could have gone down and gotten him. But they went down after dinner, and the guy had not made it. But so that's what this song is about. I was there when they opened the boxcar and found him stone dead on the floor. Though thumbing and bumming was all of our trades, no one had seen him before. He wore the face of a stranger, lost and unseen in the crowd. He looked so small as we carried him down, wrapped in a newspaper shroud. The wind blows cold in Wyoming, and the stars shine clear and bright. And if you don't wake up tomorrow at all, well, I guess it's old buddy goodnight. His hair was the color of winter, streaked with the iron and coal. And all you could see in his soft prairie eyes was the wind and the grass and the snow. The backs of his hands were like road maps, and the lines on his face were the same. And on his left arm a faded tattoo bordered a rose and a name. The wind blows cold in Wyoming, and stars shine clear and bright. And if you don't wake up tomorrow at all, well, I guess it's old buddy goodnight. I don't know where he came from. His train was the UP freight. And if there's someone waiting for him down the line, well, he'll be a little bit late. So give him a line in your paper, and here's what I want you to say. There's some things worse than dying alone, and one of them's living that way. The wind blows cold in Wyoming, and the stars shine clear and bright. And if you don't wake up tomorrow at all, well, I guess it's old buddy goodnight. And if you don't wake up tomorrow at all,
Well, I guess it's old buddy goodnight.
Thank you.
Wow, that is loud. About 3 years ago, maybe more.
That's why they call it rock and roll.
We got the opportunity to camp out with Utah Phillips and the Rose Tattoo guys on Vancouver Island. And I was talking about writing this song. And this song ended up, he asked for it around the campfire, Utah Phillips did. And then he asked again for me to send it to him, so it ended up on his radio show. He had a nationally syndicated radio show that went out through public broadcasting stations, community public radio. And I heard from people all around the country, they'd heard this on Utah Phillips' radio show. I wrote this for loggers that here in the Northwest who might have a chance to change their mind, and for politicians that might have a chance to change the plan.
Yeah.
Whoa. There we go. Be a logger. That was a long time ago. I'd get laid off in the winter, but then in the summertime I'd go working in the woods and driving the big machine. They said we were harvesting the timber, but I swear to God I still don't know what that means. The harvest comes from working the land and loving it, and not from making a war on somebody's home. Well, I used to be a logger. I'd leave that alone. I guess I've seen my share of destruction in a thousand mangled, clear-cut hills. And I never thought too much about the black bear or all the fish and the birds that I helped to kill. But a harvest comes from working the land and loving it, and not from making a war on somebody's home. Well, I used to be a logger, and I had to leave that alone. All the timber corporations, they got a chokehold on the land, cutting down the old growth forest. And they ship it to Japan. But a harvest comes from working the land and loving it, and not from making a war on somebody's home. Well, I used to be a logger, but I had to leave that alone. Now I'm hard up for employment, and I don't know what I'll do. I got a young and growing family, a
rent is coming due. But there's jobs for every logger in this country. If only we could learn to change the plan. Well, I used to be a logger, but now you understand that a harvest comes from working the land and loving it, and not from making a war on somebody's home. Well, I used to be a logger, but I'd leave that alone.
We're going to finish with a song from written by one of Utah Phillips' old buddies, a guy named Larry Penn, who lives in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He's in his 80s now and was a retired truck driver and railroad buff and one of a bunch of guys who call themselves the Rose Tattoo. This is about the Maquila. It's called the Maquila Doris. It's about the factories that are on the other side of the Rio Grande River that are polluting the Rio Grande and evading good labor practice. Any votes for another key?
We vote for another key.
All right. B flat?
B flat.
How many people for B flat? Yeah, all right. The key of R. We can't play in the key of R on these instruments. We need other instruments to play in the key of R.
We can do it. So this is our last song, and we want to really thank you for coming out on the dark and potentially and partially rainy night to warm our hearts and to warm the hearts of all those people who've been involved with Utah Phillips' songs and his life and his work. And I'm really happy that this celebration came together. So thanks to all of you for making it possible.
Yeah. I want to put one more pitch in for going and buying those albums. Is there any songbooks left? The four CD sets? No, they're all gone. Anyway.
They're gone.
To me,
that's great.
Utah Phillips is one of the great songwriters, and the whole point of this is, I mean, part of the point is to make some money for him, but to me, part of the point is to teach you guys, or give you an opportunity to learn his songs, because they're great, great songs.
It'll sound better, really, if we tune. You'll be glad. You'll be glad.
South of the border, in the loving tongue, they used to sing corridos by the Rio Grande, and every singer told of his adventure bold. Back in the times when Pancho Villa and Zapata rolled, south of the border, how the times have changed. Maquila Dora plants pollute the Rio Grande, and their only care is for the prophets there. You will soon be like their other lovers everywhere. For your lover's just a gringo from a northern land. He'll promise you like he promised me, and all he'll ever leave you is a wonder. shines. The flowers come to bloom beside the Rio Grande. To find a job that pays below the living wage, where they wither in the sun before they come of age. For your lover's just a gringo from a northern land. He'll promise you like he promised me, and all he'll ever leave you is a one-night stand. See how he's treated me. Of the border, like the Love Canal, maquiladora plants pollute the Rio Grande, and their only care is for the profits there. You will soon be like their other lovers everywhere. For your lover's just a gringo from a northern land. He'll promise you like he promised. All they'll ever leave you is a one-night stand. See how he's treated me. South of the border, in the loving tongue, they used to sing corridos by the Rio Grande. And every singer told of his adventure bold, back in the times when Pancho Villa and Zapata rolled.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.